Hey, you want that to go?
And now some quick takeouts on stories we want you to be on top of this week. And this morning, let's be on top of the NFL. Week six, is it now? Yeah. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here. You know, it seems like the top story for all the football over the weekend was the Broncos and Bengals. Are they for real? Cincinnati Bengals, Denver Broncos.
Well, the Broncos beat the Patriots yesterday 20-17. It was a thrilling overtime game. And I think the takeaway from that is a couple things. First of all, New England fans, it was a difficult day yesterday.
Yeah, it was tough with the Red Sox going down. As well,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then Tom Brady's costly sack and fumble in the last 2 minutes showed that there are problems with the New England offensive line, and the aura of Tom Brady's invincibility is slowly dissipating. Basically, he was never the same since after getting beaten by Plaxico Burress and company in the Super Bowl
right.
2 years ago.
So
yeah.
That's what we're seeing here.
Exactly.
And nobody picked the Broncos.
The Broncos. Yeah, you're right. Nobody did pick the Broncos, and they had so much offseason turmoil.
Well, listen to this.
Cardiac cats.
He seems to think that the Cincinnati Bengals are for real.
I think they are. The team that founder Paul Brown built are now 4-1. They're in a very tough division on the AFC North, which includes the Ravens.
They beat
the Ravens yesterday 17-14. They're now 3-0 in the division. They're 3-0 on the road. And check this out. Hamilton County, where Cincinnati's at, has a 9.6 unemployment rate. That's just above the national average. And with the unemployment in Ohio and with the Browns in Ohio, at least you have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, they're the one good headline in the state of Ohio. Also, we should point out the Vikings are also 5-0 at this point.
Correct.
All right, because they beat the Rams and the New York Giants.
The New York Giants are unbeaten
at this point.
And Indianapolis as well.
All right, so big news for American soccer quickly before we go.
Well, the American soccer team qualified for the World Cup by beating Honduras 3-2. Woo-hoo. The other two countries in the similar places are Mexico and Trinidad and Tobago. So in their division or their area with the Caribbean, Central America, and North America, that is how the United States is going to go to South Africa next year and hopefully represent
huge
well.
Huge story. All right, we should remind you the Jets play the Dolphins tonight on Monday Night Football. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.